Angler Chronicles presents Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Good morning, Southern California. From Joshua Tree to Dutch Harbor, from the Canadian wilderness to the Amazon jungle. Buckle up, because it's going to be wall-to-wall action on Radio Outdoor Expeditions.
Radio Outdoor Expeditions is brought to you by Owner Hooks, perfection in hooks, the experts at Sports Chalet, On Target Shooting Range, Bass Knuckles Clothing, Bite On Fishing, and Phoenix Bay Company.
Good morning, Southern California, and welcome to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And this is Sergio. I'll be your host for today with a huge panel, my crew, the people that make my life easy. So let me introduce them to you. First of all, I got Ron Hobbs, the co-director of the Owner Hooks Fishing Schools. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Southern California.
And then I have right next to him, I've got Tony Williams from the Bite On Fishing Team. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, everyone.
And then I've got none other than Captain Larry Moore. Good morning, Captain Larry Moore.
Hey, good morning. I'm ready for this, Sergio.
Good.
Fish are starting to bite.
Oh, they sure are. And of course, we've got none other than Jimmy Bass from Jimmy's Fishing Corner. How are you?
I'm doing great, and good morning, radio family.
Look at that. He's just picking it up. And I want to welcome our guest for today's broadcast. We've got Mr. Justin Jones from the Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, everyone.
And we've got you here today, Justin, because we've got a huge derby coming up at Lake Elsinore on May 3rd and 4th, and we'll be doing a lot of talking about that today, folks. So I want you to pay attention. We're going to give you how to sign up this particular derby. It's called the Dream Extreme Fishing Derby. Is made for us. This is not necessarily, I mean, if you're a pro, welcome to come on, okay? But this is, it's tailored for the average guy, you know? It's the rules are really cool. And there's huge prizes, raffles, parties. I mean, it's for the average guy, Larry. So
we qualify?
We qualify.
it's gonna be good start to this Saturday.
All right, so let's get started. Tony, let's give me a lake report and what the events are going on.
All right, Sergio, well, as you know, the big Sierra in the city is happening today. That's at Irvine Lake, and the special tagged fish. It's a $10,000 tagged fish named Benjamin. It is a trout, so all you have to do is show up and participate in the tournament. And thousands and thousands of dollars in prizes. The bite is really hot right now. You've got catfish, trout, bass, wipers, and a lot of different species. They are stocking the heck out of these lakes, and the time is now. The bite is on. A lot of activity on the water.
Okay, and here's the big thing. If you're in line at Irvine Lake at this point, trying to get in, make sure that you mention Angler Chronicles, okay? One more time, Angler Chronicles. You mention Angler Chronicles at the gate at Irvine Lake, and you will receive $5 off just by saying Angler Chronicles. You get almost the breakfast burrito on us.
Yeah, and that's okay. For everybody in the car.
That's everybody in the car, okay? So, or anybody that's going to be at the lake today. To be quite honest.
I mean, if you're just getting out of bed thinking about what you're going to do today, how you're going to treat the family or the kids to a nice day, get out there to that event. It's one of the best. It's going to be the biggest event of the year there at Irvine. And, man, I just can't wait to get down there and get to the award ceremony and see all the big fish being caught. This week's big fish, by the way, last week's trout derby was 15.5 pounds, 15 and a half pounds.
Oh, 15 and a half
as
pounds.
A trout.
Now, you and I were over at Irvine Lake, Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Okay, and we were able to see the stock.
Holy smokes.
Okay, and we actually got a fish that was, how big do you think that fish was?
It was probably in the 10-plus range.
There you go. That's the type of fish they put in for the today's derby.
Yeah, and the stocking videos they put up, just to give you guys an idea, you know, they're posted on their website, but oh my gosh, so many big fish. I think this week's tournament is going to pull off some of the biggest fish of the year, even in the Kids Lagoon.
And if you're lucky enough to catch Benjamin, okay, a tagged trout, that fish is worth $10,000. Okay, yeah. So you catch them today during the I think I would just go and
just
snorkel.
Just to fish for Benjamin.
Yeah, Larry, we got to figure out a way how to put one a party boat in there with all the cameras and stuff, and we'll jump in and we'll get them. It's 10 grand.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to forget all those tricks.
Yeah, and don't forget, if you're hungry, Rogers has the best breakfast burritos along with all the other. It's Rogers Cafe there.
Oh, yeah, right over Irvine Lake.
Holy smokes, some incredible food. Definitely a good value. And, of course, you've got all the pro staff there helping you with any questions you need on how to get hooked up, what line to use, mm-hmm. you know, how to set that up. And, of course, don't forget your favorite bite on attractants.
Yeah.
Give you that winning advantage.
Absolutely. And just to let you guys know, a few of us will be there at Irvine Lake for the weigh-in. What time is the weigh-in, Tony?
Weigh-in starts at 2 o'clock promptly.
Okay, so at 2 o'clock, we're going to make, right after the show this morning, we're going to head over to breakfast. And from breakfast, we are heading down to Lake Elsinore to go see Williams Bait, Boat, and Tackle's grand opening. So we're going to be there. We're going to do some filming over there. And then from there, we go back to Irvine Lake and get in there for the weigh-in. Okay,
absolutely.
Well, thanks a lot. So it's been a good week for trout and catfish then.
It's been off the hook. Bass, trout, catfish, bring your lines. Get them wet. It's time to get out and have some fun.
Okay, good. And I did hear from William earlier this week, and they had a really, really good hit on catfish.
Our
friend Greg Boslog from the On Target Shooting Range took his granddaughter.
That's right.
Got on a pontoon over in Lake Elsinore, and they just slammed the catfish.
Yeah, some of the pictures were silly.
Yeah, and remember, folks, that is one of the categories that we'll be talking about that will be highlighted in the Dream Extreme Fishing Derby that will be held at Lake Elsinore on Saturday and Sunday, May 3rd and 4th. All right, let's shift gears. Let's go saltwater, NACL, please. Let's go, Larry. Tell me what's going on up and down the coast.
Sergio, I'm going to start. We usually start from the north. I don't know why that is, but we're going to start down San Diego.
Okay.
Yellowtail, still. Now, this bite's been going on for how long? A month and a half.
A month and a half.
Mm-hmm. And they're still catching quality size yellows at the Coronados.
Mm-hmm.
Consistent. The count's going up and down, so, you know, that might have to do with. Who knows what they...
Well, we've had a couple of weather patterns that have come
in.
And that may be some highs and lows.
You know, like, well, when we and you go, I get 10 and you get 2. You know,
okay.
So...
All right. I'll let you sleep with
that. And they're still nice-sized fish, so get down there. And that's on the three-quarter-day boats.
Right.
And, darn, you know, there was an offshore exploratory trip last week, and I didn't hear how they did.
Mm-hmm.
Then coming up the coast at Dana Wharf, we're going to get... Probably Captain Pika telling us
more about this.
You know, so I won't steal his steam, but they still got really good fish in there. A lot of two-way bass, you know. Mm-hmm. They're still catching a lot of bass and a lot of those going back in the water, but lots of action. Come up this way to L.A. Long Beach, still great rockfish.
Oh, yeah, the rockfish from here all the way up to Ventura has been dominating. It's really, really good stuff.
And from personal experience, we spent last Sunday at San Clemente
Island.
We'll
talk about that. Don't give that away yet.
And, you guys need to listen in.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay tuned because there's some great stuff coming about our trip last week.
Mm-hmm.
And but from my side, I'll tell you, the sport boat side, we did catch a lot of calico bass, nice ones,
mm-hmm.
A lot of rockfish. That's one thing you can always expect at San Clemente Island. And we got that trip coming up on the Thunderbird.
Correct.
What's the date on that?
May 7th, right? Ron?
May 7th.
May 7th.
Fishing the 8th.
Fishing
so
the
that's
8th.
Wednesday night for Thursday.
Right.
AnglerChronicles.com. Check that out.
Right.
There's some other great stuff that just appeared here yesterday on the local scene, L.A. Long Beach.
Go ahead. Let it out of the bag.
Okay. The official name for them is Monterey Sierra, but they're the Spanish Jack mackerel.
Right.
And these things will get up 6-7 pounds. And
yeah, so clarify, we're not talking about Spanish Jack like we normally see, you know, bait size.
No,
these
not
are,
just...
These are bigger size. They're probably, what, 3 pounds right now, 2 to 3 pounds?
Average fish, if it's the same as some runs we've had in years past, they're... you know, 2-3 pound average with some fish up 6-7 pounds.
Yeah. And they pull hard, and they're tasty, I hear.
Oh, my gosh. They are delicious, you guys. If these things really get going like it looks like they might, you got to get some. When you cook these things, they are pure white like snow. Not the yellow snow, the regular snow. and they're just delicious. And they, it's really weird the way they bite. So we'll go into that more when I think we got Aaron Graham's going to join us
Captain
today
Aaron,
from
Aaron
Monte Carlo.
From Monte Carlo from 22nd Street.
And he
Street
can tell
Landing.
Us more about that. Just going up the coast, it's more rockfish. And Jimmy, you had some information on that.
Yeah, I was out on the Clemente out of Dana Wharf yesterday, and the Boccaccio fishing was just awesome. We had a little bit of anchovies left. They got a fresh batch of anchovies in, so look for more rockfish like that and also more bass. The water
salmon grouper love anchovies.
Oh, yeah. So. It was instant. 10, 20 cranks up. And also, a friend of mine, Iron Mike, was out Thursday, I believe, and he caught one that weighed 5.5 kilos, so that's pretty close to 10 pounds. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's 2.2 pounds per kilo, so yeah.
It was that was humongous.
Close to 11.
Yeah, and the picture, of course, I'm sure doesn't do it justice, but I'll try to get a hold of that and try to post that on the Angler Chronicles page.
Absolutely.
Some big Boccaccio, and they also love the shiny jigs, so if you're into that, drop one down, bounce it, and you know, it was on yesterday too on the jigs, so that's really, it really makes rock fishing fun.
Oh, a lot of fun when you can just do a jig.
Now, I'll tell you guys the other thing up here in the LA Long Beach area. There is some really good stuff happening. There's exotics, yellowtail, sea bass. You guys are going to hear more about that throughout the show here. We've
right.
got special guests calling in. I always have to be careful not
no, let's,
to steal
let's go
their
ahead,
steam.
Let's go ahead and announce it. We're talking about Jeff Jones. He's got a company called Captain On Board. He's a dear friend of the whole crew here, personal friend of Larry's and mine, and I know Ron knows him quite well. And I believe he got the first white sea bass of the season. Was it this week, I think it was, Monday or Tuesday?
That would have been Monday.
Monday. And not just one.
Jeff will tell you more about that.
Yeah.
He's got a code group, and somebody... you know, shared some information with him. He got some bait from us, which actually it was on
right.
his spot.
Right.
This is the importance of having good friends that also fish. You guys share information. But
all right. So, well, listen,
lots
you
of
hear the
stuff.
Music, that means we got to go to break.
We got okay. more fishing to talk about.
We'll talk about that. I want to let you know that, hey, Steve from Big Bear, we'll be coming back to you, and also Court. I want to talk about that small live bait. You're on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLA. KLAA. We'll be right back.
Radio.
AM 830.
Come check out the largest indoor shooting range in all of Orange County.
On Target.
Certified distributors for Glock, Wilson Combat,
Springfield, Sig Sauer, CZ,
Mossberg, Remington, Ruger, and Beretta.
20 lanes open 7 days a week.
Serving Orange County for 18 years.
Conveniently located off the 5 freeway in Laguna Niguel.
Classes of all kinds, including firearm selection, home defense, and women's personal safety.
All NRA certified instructors.
Great for corporate fun shoots, team buildings, birthdays, bachelor and bachelorette parties.
Folks of all ages and types, from scout troops to law enforcement to government agencies, love On Target.
For more information, go to OnTargetRange.com. That's OnTargetRange.com.
Or call 949-348-0352. That's 949-348-0352.
Hi, everybody. This is Ronnie Kovac, and I'm here with longtime friend and a great partner on our show, Danny Strunk with 22nd Street Landing. Danny, what's going on this summer at 22nd Street? What do you guys got cooking for it?
Well, Ronnie, we have our Wednesday special. Every Wednesday, we have the
half, three-quarter day Monte Carlo Pursuit, as well as the Freedom, doing a manager special from 22nd Street Landing. You want to save some money this summer, come on down and fish with us on Wednesdays. We have new management that's taken over the tackle store, a fully stocked tackle store for every need that you might have sport fishing this summer with us.
You've got rental rods there, you've got food, you've got lots of lures and tackle. It's pretty much a complete one-stop tackle store. You can even buy a gunny sack if you need it, right?
Exactly.
What about the website?
Our website is www.22ndstreet.com, or you can give us a call on our phone for reservation or any information you might have at area code 310-832-8304.
Where are you located, bro?
We are in San Pedro, California, 141 West 22nd Street, conveniently located right off the 110 freeway.
And give us the names of some of those great legendary boats at 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro, Danny.
We have the Monte Carlo, the Pursuit, the Sea Angler, the Freedom.
Captain Danny Strunk from 22nd Street Landing in San Pedro. Thanks, Danny. Tight lines.
Bass Knuckles Clothing will put the wow in your fishing wardrobe. With designs so nice, you'll want to wear them on and off the water. Bass Knuckles t-shirts, long-sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, button-ups, and hats are the highest quality on the market. Made from 100% cotton, double-stitched, and pre-shrunk, these shirts are ready to take on life, on or off the water. Tagless design for comfort and finished with Bass Knuckles signature embroidered patch, you're sure to turn heads. Check out Bass Knuckles Clothing at bassknuckles.com and also coming soon to a retailer near you. Ask your local tackle and clothing retailers if they carry Bass Knuckles Clothing by name. With over 20 designs to choose from, we have something for everyone. So go to bassknuckles.com today to get the hottest fishing clothing anywhere.
TBLA is stepping aside this morning for Angels Tigers baseball. TBLA will be back next weekend at 9 a.m. right here on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA, and the whole crew's here. Ron, Tony, Captain Larry Moore, and Jimmy Bass are all here, and we have our guest we will be highlighting very, very shortly, Justin Jones from the Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino. But I have to go across the pond all the way to Japan. Yes, folks, from Japan, live. Captain Greg Vella. Good morning, G.
Well, good morning. How are you gentlemen doing?
Well, we're doing good. It's really early for us. Kind of late for you, huh?
Oh, it's just after 9 in the evening here. I just finished my dinner here. I had some Lake Biwa trout for dinner tonight that I caught this week. Very delicious.
I saw those pictures on Facebook. Tell us about that fish, techniques, etc.
Yeah, it's a fish native to Lake Biwa, which is our largest lake here in Japan. It's a very deep lake, and these fish are very similar to like what kokanee salmon, which you have in some lakes in California. And we caught 10 nice ones this week. We're fishing anywhere from 265 to 280 feet of water, and we're trolling with lead core and downriggers, so we had our lures down from about 50 to 80 feet down.
Wow.
Yeah, I did that type of fishing for the kokanee, like you're talking about, at Lake Tahoe, and that was pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is, and like I said, the fish feed primarily on shrimp in the lake, and the meat is this. It looks like salmon, really nice pinkish orange meat.
All right, yeah, go ahead, Larry.
No, hey, Greg, you were mentioning something about slow jigging. And I wanted to find out what that's about. You know, it's weird how on different sides of this big pond, the Pacific Ocean, we have different methods. And I'm hoping that we have some of the cutting edge info that ends up in your hands. But yeah, lately it seems like it's going the other way around. So what is that slow jigging?
Yeah, slow jigging is a technique that has been popularized over the last several years here in Japan, and it is just as the name implies. It's a slower type of retrieve of jigs, and basically that you can use just about any type of vertical jig, but most slow jigs for slow jigging are They're much wider and flatter than the typical vertical Japanese-style jigging, and that helps the jig flutter a little bit more. And so you're doing a lot of, like, a sweep with the rod, and then you let the jig flutter back, then you reel it, and then sweep it again. And a lot of it is still for a vertical presentation, but a lot of these strikes come on the fall, and the jigs are made to flutter back down, and again, that's when a lot of the fish take the lure.
Yeah, well, I want to say to our listeners, make sure you go to the Angler Chronicles Facebook page. Captain G posted a really, really nice photo of what these jigs look like. Okay, I know the wording's in Japanese, but you can actually see, you know, what he's talking about. I mean, that's a great color combinations. And let me ask you a question. Sure. Are these available anyway for any of the guys here? Is there any way they can go online?
I didn't even think about that. I just took a picture that I had, and that was had the Japanese writing. But basically, you can see what the jigs look like, and they are, like I said, they're flatter, wider type of jigs. And you know, I think that there's some sources that you can purchase these jigs online, and you can also look at the on the Shimano or the Daiwa website. Mm-hmm. And also, you know, some of the major Japanese manufacturers here, just about every company makes these type of wider jigs for slow jigging. And I'm sure if you do it, you know, I'm sure you can buy them online if you look at it on the net.
Okay. Well, gee, I know you're calling from Japan, so we're going to make it short. But I do want to tell you one thing.
Yes.
A lot of people don't know that you wrap rods and mm-hmm. you make these unbelievable rods. And last Sunday, I had the pleasure of fishing with Mike Lane and Scott Pethel on their Ballast Point Spirits boat. And we hit San Clemente Island. And
didn't really hit it.
Well, we hit it. So I asked Mike, I go, you want me to bring any rods? And he goes, nah, Serge, I got you covered. I said, okay. And, you know, it's a smaller boat. It's a 22-footer, so you don't want to bring a lot of rods. He goes, I got you covered. So I got to use about two or three of your Death Sticks. I love the name. It's called Death Stick. And I have never seen any action on a rod like the ones I used, okay? I just want to commend you on the quality of these rods. It's just unbelievable.
Thank you for that. And Mike also told me that you yourself landed a really nice one, something upwards of 7 pounds out there.
Yeah, yeah. All on your rod, it was fantastic. But I will tell you, and I'll tell our listeners too, that film will be out next Sunday, not this Sunday. And if you guys, I want you to, I mean, I love fishing. I'm a junkie when it comes to fishing. But I literally had to go to the stern, sit in their bench, and just watch Scott and Mike put on a clinic catching these calico bass. I was in awe, okay? Just in awe. Okay, so, but I want to tell you, I mean, the way your rods look, the details, and the way they feel, and the way they catch fish, because, I mean, I have no words. But just, folks, the Death Stick is the way to go. I don't know. Yeah. You don't sell these, right? You just custom, or what do you do with those?
Yeah, right now we just market them in Japan. Everything is handmade, and you know, right now we're kept pretty busy with the Japanese market. But yeah, when I come out this summer, Sergio, I'm definitely going to bring you a swim bait rod, since you liked the ones you saw on Mike's boat so much.
Oh yeah, in fact,
yeah.
I actually asked Chris Bona from Bass Knuckle. I go, look, I'm going to Cedrus in July 4th. I'm going to be in Cedrus, and I go, can I borrow your rod? Because I used that one over there in Cedrus once before, and he goes, no.
No.
No. It doesn't leave my sight. Anyway, Greg, thank you so much for calling us in. Anything else biting really good in Japan right now?
Yeah, just one thing really quick I'd like to mention.
Sure.
At the time, and that is this year we had a really off albacore season, which starts in January. It goes January, February. We had a really inconsistent season and mostly bigger size fish. And when I say bigger, there's very few under 50 pounds. And when we don't get those 100 fish to the ton size fish, which is like the 20-pound average, typically that's because we're going to have warm water year. And, you know, we already started getting some yellowfin tuna, and there a couple days ago I had posted a picture of one that was like 88 pounds. Mm-hmm. And There's some 50 to 90 pound fish coming through already in April. So hopefully that's going to translate to good warm water fishing on your side of the Pacific this summer. I know the sport boat fleet could certainly use it.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're talking about, another El Nino year, so we'll see if that develops. Greg, thank you, and I'll tell you what, keep an eye on those tuna. I'd like to hear more about that, okay?
Well, I certainly will. Thank you for having me on again. I enjoyed
it. Oh, listen, you're going to be a weekly feature. I just think it's great to get an idea of what we're catching and what you're catching. Right now, it sounds that you're having a better catch than we are.
All right. Very good. Thanks again for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Greg. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
All right. How cool is that? We got a report from Japan. Okay.
Now, you know what, Sergio? We have to adapt to some of those fishing methods that they have over there.
I think so.
He keeps spilling out just a little bit at a time. And I think some of the things that he's talking about are going to be the future of some of the sport
fishing
here.
You know what we'll try to do? We'll try to do something really cool. Well, he said he's coming out this summer. Maybe what we'll do is when he comes out, we'll put on some special event and we'll have Greg come out and do a seminar on these techniques. Okay? And we'll definitely have him on the show. Okay? Maybe we can hook something up with the Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino. We'll get down there and put a little seminar. And actually, we'll do a whole set of seminars. Okay, we'll talk about freshwater, we'll talk about saltwater, and just have generally a good old time. Okay, so let's go to Steve and Big Bear. Let's get the fishing report for Big Bear. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, crew. How y'all doing down there?
It's early.
yeah, it's early. But hey, the bite's been good this last week on Big Bear. Trolling's been the way to go. Around Gildner Point, the Rock Wall, Zebra Room, and from the observatory to Lagunita Point, trollers are hitting them between 6 and 15 feet deep. It's been a good take on the trout. Ranges from 3 pounds to 8 pounds have been coming in. And a lot of it's even on night crawlers. They're using a little sonic attractor above that night crawler, and they just seem to be going crazy for that.
Nice.
The shoreline. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, Steve, this is Tony with Bidon. How's it going?
Hey, Tony, how you doing, my man?
Good. I've been watching all the reports on your Big Bear Sporting Goods on your Facebook page, and some of the fish that are quality of fish and stringers are just phenomenal up there.
There, we've got so many holdovers coming out of this lake. Fin structure's beautiful. It's that nice pink-orange meat on the inside. Shoreline anglers are still taking them down by the Red House by the dam. It's been really a wonderful time out there. The spawn is waning off, but the fish are still biting hot. And you got to remember, we got the 32nd annual Jim Hall May Trout Classic coming up on May 17th and 18th. So everybody get their registration forms in soon.
Awesome. So, Steve, if somebody wants to make the trek over to Big Bear, why don't you give us some information? How do they get a hold of you and get you so you can get them all dialed in?
Yeah, go ahead and give the fishing guys a call at Big Bear Sporting Goods in Big Bear Lake, right on the corner of Payne and Big Bear Boulevard since 1962. Our number is 909-866-3222, and we'll go ahead and give you the current and latest and greatest fish report, what's hot, what's not.
All right, so there you go, folks. If you're going up to Big Bear, make sure you make a stop. Get on it. Thank you so much, Steve.
Good talking to you guys again.
We'll talk to you next week. All right, folks, we got to take a quick break. Court, I'll be coming back to you. Captain James Nelson, I'll come to you as well right after the break. We're on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Flying out of LAX on your next trip? Then park at the parking spot. Our yellow and black spotted shuttles whisk you right to the front door of your airline terminal. Nothing could be easier or a better value. You'll even earn credit for free parking in the Spot Club. The parking spot has two convenient locations just minutes from LAX Airport. For directions and more information, visit theparkingspot.com. The Parking Spot. We have airport parking covered.
Hi, I'm Tony Shitanishi from Owner Hooks, and I want to talk to you about one of our new 2012 products, Jig Rig, the hottest terminal fishing product for 2012. The Jig Rig is comprised of an offset hook with a welded ring through its eyes, and on the welded ring is a split ring attached to a slim profile weight. The Jig Rig is unique because, unlike other jigs, the hook moves independent of the weight. This helps to achieve greater bait action, and when fighting fish, the pull is coming directly through the solid ring to the hook, with the weight off to the side. So, unlike traditional jigs, the fish can't use the Jig Rig's weight to leverage the hook out of its mouth. With the weight leading the way, the compact profile of this rig allows for longer and more accurate casts. Weights can easily be removed and added to the split ring without retying line or re-rigging bait. Jig Rig is available with lead or tungsten weights, and Owner's Yuki Bug and JR Minnow are the perfect baits for the Jig Rig. Jig Rig was designed for largemouth bass fishing, but will work on many saltwater inshore species like calico and sand bass. For further illustrations, videos, and instructions, please visit www.ownerhooks.com. Hey, good luck out there this season.
You know that feeling? The feeling of being skunked on the lake? You're bored, anxious, sleepy, just hoping to get that bite on? What do you do to switch it up? Do you run to the tackle store? Or try to find the guy on the lake who's catching a monster of stringers on trophy fish and ask him what he's using? Because you want to know what a 5, 10, 15, or 20-pound monster or trophy fish feels like. Well, everyone, his secret is out. Bite On Fish Attractants. Simply add Bite On Liquid Attractant to your baits, lures, jigs, dough baits, and live worms. Log on right now for details on your free bottle of Bite On. www.anglerbros.com. That's right, anglerbros.com for details on your free bottle of Bite On. Available now at Turner's Outdoorsman and your local bait and tackle stores throughout California. Coming soon to Sports Chalet and all the Eastern Sierra bait and tackle stores just in time for this year's trout opener. Bite On Fish Attractants, the only scent where fish get hooked. anglerbros.com makes a perfect gift too. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing is excited to let you know that they will be hosting a day at the landing to meet the fleet on April 27th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will be events for all ages, so bring the whole family. Don't miss this open house and chance to meet the captains, crew, and see all of our boats and their new improvements. The Native Son will be hosting a kids' fishing seminar, and there will be other great seminars hosted throughout the day, as well as vendors, food trucks, knot tying contests, and raffles for all ages. While you're down here, be sure to stop in and check out our newly remodeled and expanded tackle store, or just come down and say hi and share some great fishing stories. 22nd Street Landing is located at 141 West 22nd Street in San Pedro. We can be contacted at 310-832-8304 for a complete boat schedule and further information regarding this event. Don't forget, that's Saturday, April 27th at 9 a.m. Bring the whole family for a fun-filled day.
Who earns the tag of good job, good effort with Travis Rogers? Tune into Angels Radio AM 830 KLAA. Weekday mornings at 6:45 and find out.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA. And I want to start talking a little bit more about the Lake Elsinore event. But like always, I got more captains calling in. I know they got to get out on the water, so I'm going to make them as quick as possible. Okay, let me go to Captain James Nelson. Good morning, James. We got Captain James. Hey, there you are, James.
Good morning. We're having a good one down here in San Diego. How you doing up there?
Good, good, good. Give me a quick report, James.
Quick report. Bonefish, bonefish, bonefish with a few leopard sharks mixed in. Bass are happening for the guys who like to chase them around. Just get out there and go. I mean, it's a great time.
Yeah, and I still need to go catch my first bonefish. I've never caught one. So I'm going to get on the water with you down in San Diego Bay, and we're going to go catch some. Okay?
Let's do it. Last Saturday I had... guys on board, we had 38 bonefish pulled over the rail that day, so it's,
oh, wow.
It's on.
Yeah, I've been following you on Facebook, and I can see all the pictures, and great big leopard sharks, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so how do they get a hold of you, James?
619-395-0799, or try the fishicon.com. Either one works.
All right, perfect. Thanks. Sorry for making it so quick.
Hey, okay. No problem. You guys got a packed show. That's why we love you.
Thanks, James. And I'm going to grab Ron and these guys, and we got to go down there and go fishing with you real soon.
You got it.
All right. Thank you.
That's a lot shorter trip than going to Florida, Sergio.
Oh, yeah. All right. So let me get to Captain Pica. I know he's got to run the boat. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you guys doing this week?
Oh, good, good, good. We are busy. I need your report as fast as possible with all the information.
Sergio, I can make that happen. Guys, we got half days going out. I'm talking 6:30, 10 o'clock.
What happened?
My phone just went berserk on me there. Okay, I'm back here, guys. Okay, we got half days going out, guys. 6:30, 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock half days. We got twilight starting. And then we're targeting calico bass, sand bass. Got a pretty decent bite on some sand bass yesterday, some nice, decent ones. Also, guys, we got our three-quarter day trips going out. You know, they're targeting the calico bass, the sand bass, sheephead. They're also going out and fishing the rockfish out there. Also, guys, the Fury, 5-5s, going over to the island, fishing Catalina, and they also got overnight trips going up. Got our twilight trip starting here, guys. Got a lot going on, Data War Sport Fishing, so you can give us a call here at area code 949-496-5794, or you can look us up on the web at danawarf.com.
Awesome. That is as concise as it can get. Thanks so much. And, Chris, I want you to start thinking about coming into studio. Okay?
Roger that.
All right.
Looking forward to it.
Have a great weekend and tight lines, brother.
Hey, have a great week, guys.
All right, perfect. Okay, let's go to Court. He's been waiting patiently in Long Beach. Court from Long Beach, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Serge. Hey, I just want to say good job with the station so far.
Oh, well, so far so good. See, Larry? You see? So far so good. What's up, Court?
Yeah, I work in Long Beach Harbor, and the last couple of years I've noticed a ton of sardines, and then this year it's been mainly anchovies and a ton of them, and I just had a question about fishing with anchovies and the technique for tuna.
Okay. As far as for tuna itself?
Yeah, you know, whether I'm supposed to use a lighter line or a sliding sinker. Okay. I know you're supposed to use smaller hooks.
All right, so let me tell you this. This is where all that practicing comes in, okay, because anchovies are hard to cast, okay? Right. And the best way to catch a tuna with a anchovy is to fly line that anchovy. Now, you can imagine it's very difficult. So you're going to have to probably drop down to 15 or 20-pound test. You're going to have to find a rod that you can cast. And I'll tell you what, I mean, the way that I practiced that particular thing is you take your favorite rod and reel with 15 to 20-pound test and take a paper clip, one of those big paper clips, tie it on at the end, and start practicing in the street. Okay? You don't need to fly it that far, but just enough to get it away from the boat. Because if you're fishing tuna, more than likely you're drifting. If you're drifting, you just got to get it out, and the boat, you know, will push you back. You want to say something, Jim?
And make sure your reel is fully serviced, because you need that free spool to go as fast as it can go to cast that anchovy.
But keep your thumb on the spool,
or you
end up with a huge bird nest. You want to say something, Larry?
Well, I was just thinking about, remember to match your line and your hook size.
Right.
You know, that's really important. Presentation, simple, simple, simple.
Yeah.
You know, and the anchovies are going to be, you know, it could be from pinheads to 5-6-inch chovy.
Yeah, if you got pinheads, don't be afraid to put two or three on. Okay, on your hook. Okay, if you're a little bit bigger, don't worry. Just put one. And I like, for that type of fishing, collar hook. Okay, that goes right behind the gill. You put the hook. It goes behind the gill and back out, and it doesn't kill the bait, and it makes it flutter more. You know, and it gets bit. How do you like it, Danny? I mean.
Hey, you over there.
Yeah.
Now, collar hook is good. Now, here's the thing. If you're not real good at fly lining a bait, I would suggest
nose hooking.
You're not letting your line out quite as quickly as you should and whatever. So when you're nose hooking, it keeps that bait looking more natural if you're not real practiced yet.
Yeah, so given that it's a lighter bait, Court, practice, 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 okay? Court, hang on the line. We'll get all your information. We'll send you out, don't know, your choice, maybe some Bidon product or an Owner Hooks, or you let us know what you want. We got some passes to go fishing at Dana Point and Dana Wharf and Davy's Locker, okay? You pick. Thanks, Court.
Thanks a lot. Thanks
all right,
a lot.
Let's go ahead and queue up William from Lake Elsinore, and we can get into this. Good morning, William.
Good morning, guys. How's everybody?
Well, good, and we have to tell you, congratulations on the grand opening.
Well, thank you, man. I really appreciate that.
I'm right after breakfast, right after the show, I'm going to have breakfast. I'm going to head down there, so you better be ready.
Yeah, can't wait to see you guys. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun day.
Yeah, and right after the show, I've got a delivery being made. I'll have the stand-up paddleboard and the kayak, okay, that we're going to load up on top of Tony's truck, and we're going to head down there, and we're going to put it on display at Williams Bait, Boat, and Tackle. How does that sound?
That sounds fabulous, man, and enjoy a free barbecue on the way.
Perfect.
Once you get here.
Okay, so, and I'll tell you more. I mean, I'm going to be picking up Gary. He's going to do a little bit of filming at your place. Jacob Allen from Bass Knuckles, he's going to come down as well. Okay. Yeah, so we're going to have a nice little shindig down there, okay?
Yes, we are. The whole crew's coming, huh?
The whole crew, because we got to get prepared. And let's just jump into this. We have the Dream Extreme Fishing Derby that's presented by the Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino. So, Justin, why don't you tell our listeners what you got in mind?
Well, basically, this is our second annual fishing tournament that we've had. Last year, we had about 58 participants doing the tournament. We expect that to double this year. We gave out about $35,000 in cash and prizes last year.
Hold on. Tell these guys that $35,000 in cash and prizes last year. Okay, and that's for the average Joe, is that we call it. Keep going.
Yeah, along with that, we do give 100% payback on the entry fee. We also have tagged fish this year as well as we did last year. And then...
the tagged fish, if you catch a tagged fish, there's an attached special prize in addition to, you know, the big payout.
Yep. And like Sergio said, we have a raffle along with the tournament that has the paddleboard and the kayak.
Right, and I would imagine we will definitely match what was done last year, maybe surpass it, okay? So let's get into it. William, and you jump in whenever you want, okay?
Okay.
This tournament has been changed this year to a derby, okay? And I heard some of the lingo, and what a derby means, it's more for like us. You know, we're just, like we always say on this show, none of us here are professional fishermen. You know, we're guys that probably have fished our entire lives. And, you know, Ron and Larry, they're old guys here. An entire life is a long time. Oh, Ron's giving me the evil eye. Anyway,
old eyes.
So we have amassed a lot of experience. We have fished a lot. And then what we're trying to do is, this show is about fishermen by fishermen, for fishermen. Okay, that's the whole thing. So, having said that, you know, we got to go to a break. I can hear the music. Can you hear the angels? Can you?
You hear the angels.
All right. Okay, hold on, folks. We'll be right back on Radio Outdoor Expedition. When we come back, we're going to talk to William, and we'll get into this derby heavy duty. We'll be right back.
Give a little bit. Give a little bit of your love. Give a little bit, I'll give a little bit of my love to you. There's so much that we need to share, so send a smile and show you care.
Angels Radio, AM 830.
Good morning. This is Don Brockman coming to you from Davies Locker Sport Fishing and Whale Watching, located in beautiful Newport Harbor in the Balboa Pavilion. We offer daily trips for the beginner all the way up to the experienced angler. We even offer skiff rentals for fishing Newport Harbor. These trips are available daily, including half day, twilight, three-quarter day, and of course overnight trips that will take you to the big game sport fish such as tuna, yellowtail, albacore, that frequent the waters offshore of Newport Beach. We also have a full-service tackle store for all your rental tackle needs, so what are you waiting for, guys? Pick up the phone and call Davies Locker at 949-566-8788 and get your adventure started today. Also, you can look us up on the web at davieslocker.com. Once again, that phone number is 949-566-8788 and tell them that you're calling from Angler Chronicles and receive a 50% off on one of our many trips offered at Davies Locker Sport Fishing. Good fishing.
Dana Wharf Sport Fishing in Dana Point Harbor. Come check them out. Trips for anglers of all levels depart daily and kids fish free every Sunday. Enjoy clean vessels, full galleys, and friendly expert captains and crew. Everything you need for a great day of fishing for everyone, including a fleet of private charters. The Dana Wharf Kids Club is the coolest club of the sea, featuring free fishing trips, whale-watching adventures, and more. Check them out on the web for daily deals, including the famous Half Price Tuesday. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, number one angler's choice since 1971. That's Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and Whale Watching, located at 34675 Golden Lantern in Dana Point. You can contact them by phone at 949-496-5794 or on the web at danawharf.com. Daily adventures, lifelong memories, established 1971. Stay connected and follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey everybody, it's Ronnie, and I want to tell everyone about Typhoon. What's Typhoon? Oh, nothing, except just the official sunglass brand of Radio Outdoor Expeditions. That's right, Typhoon is the finest in polarized optics at affordable prices. I was recently introduced to Typhoon sunglasses, and let me tell you, after trying them out, I am definitely hooked. What really impressed me is Typhoon's new AquaView hydrophobic lens. What's AquaView hydrophobic? AquaView hydrophobic is Typhoon's superior lens coating that is 1. Water repellent, 2. Anti-static, and 3. Smudge proof. This is ideal for fishermen because we're always dealing with water spray and dirty hands and even anchovy scales. With AquaView hydrophobic lenses, you won't have to worry about water spots. Water just beads up and flows off the lens. Plus, dust, dirt, and oils wipe right off the AquaView's ultra-smooth hard surface for smudge-free vision. Typhoon has over 25 different styles of sunglasses, all with a lifetime warranty. Simply go to TyphoonOptics.com today. That's TyphoonOptics.com today.
Take Angels Radio with you everywhere you go. The AM 830 KLAA app is available now on your smartphone.
Download it from the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Welcome back, everybody, to Radio Outdoor Expeditions on Angels Radio, AM 830, KLAA. And that was Jack and Diane, but I want to talk to Justin and William all about Lake Elsinore and the Dream Extreme Fishing Derby that will take place on Saturday and Sunday, May 3rd and 4th. So we want to make sure everybody gets on that. And the best way to register and get even more details is you want to dial 951-674-3101. And we'll be giving that number out quite a bit. So if you don't have a piece of paper and pencil, make sure you go get one. But I'll give it to you one more time. 951-674-3101. Or you can go to www.lercasino.com. And the L is for Lake Elsinore. The R, what's the R for?
Resort.
Resort. There we go. So it's lercasino.com, okay, /fishing-derby. All right, so let's get back in it. William, what are you expecting for the May 3rd and 4th event?
Oh, it is going to be a fabulous event. I know the feedback that I'm getting from a lot of my customers and new people coming in, they're just excited. A lot of guys, when they first hear about it, and to find out that we've opened it up to kayaks, float tubes, jet skis, and boats, they're just ecstatic. So, go ahead.
So basically, anything that floats?
Anything that floats.
Okay, you can get in. And that's huge because, you know, if you're a float tuber, if you don't have a boat, most people, you know, like float tubing. There's a whole new culture of float tubers and kayakers. Hey, this is the thing for you. Come compete against each other. Some of the big boys will be there. But this is going to be epic. But I mean, William, I saw, you know, we've got some mutual friends and, you know, people know that I'm very active on Facebook and I see the pictures. Steve Duncan had an unbelievable day of, was it catfishing?
Yes, yes. Steve and I fished Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. we couldn't stop. The catfish bite was just phenomenal at the backside of La Laguna Resort, and also the bass bite. And what we were doing were we were tagging on frozen shad, tossing it out my good old barber technique, right off the rock shelves right behind the resort here, and we were just nailing catfish after catfish. And something happened out here in Lake Elsinore, and I haven't seen it in years. The shad are literally 5 to 7 inches long.
Wow.
Out here in Lake Elsinore right now.
Nice.
And I decided to cut one in half and pin it on, number two, on a circle hook. And this 4.5-pound largemouth just blasted me.
Wow.
And
wow.
So I said, do it out again. Another largemouth. So, guys, the fishing is just picking up phenomenally. I think once we get, you know, some warmer weather in, it's just only going to get better. And I just want to put something out there to you float tubers that think that you're going to have to travel long distances to, you know, to catch fish. At the beginning of the tournament, you're going to be launching out of La Laguna. At La Laguna, we have artificial reefs all beyond the property. We have stick-ups. We have rock cliffs. We have drop-offs. And these fish are just migrating to this area. So don't feel like you're going to have to paddle out a long distance to get to a fishy area. As soon as you launch, you're going to be right at one. So don't pass it up.
And, you know, I'm glad that you mentioned, you know, catfish. You also mentioned bass. The tournament actually includes four species. So why don't you give them the four species, William?
The four species are going to be catfish, bass, crappie, and wipers. The wipers are still here. I haven't caught one yet this year, but, man, once they hit, for you guys in the kayaks and float tubers, get ready for a Nantucket sleigh ride because you're going on one. The crappie, I did catch three crappie the other day. I only had like an hour to fish for them, but they are starting to filter around, and it's just going to be phenomenal.
Okay, and so... we were talking about the rules, and I'm going to have Justin jump in as well here. So basically, this is what happens. It's 2 days. It's Saturday and Sunday. Each day is like an individual derby, right?
Yep, that is correct.
So what happens is you go out. You don't need to catch 3, 4, 5 fish. You need to catch one good one, okay? So we're looking for your biggest fish of the day in one of – or all four species, which they were wiper, bass, catfish, and crappie, correct?
That is correct.
All right. So that it's the biggest fish. Now, you can win Saturday, and then you can come back and win it again on Sunday, but it's a fresh day. Sunday morning, when we launch, it's a new day. You have another opportunity to win. And this is just any platform. So if you got a boat, good for you. If you got a jet ski, good for you. You know, if you got paddle boards, you got jet skis, you got float tubes, you're ready to go. Now, are you going to be in your float tube there, Tony?
Well, for the event, I think we'll be on the boat taking pictures along with everybody, and there's some fun things that we're going to be doing out there, some exciting things.
Yeah, I wanted to save that for a little later, but we'll bring
that. We don't have to let the cat out of the bag yet.
Not yet. Okay, we got a lot of fun planned for this. So let's get back to the rules. Some of the key rules, Justin or William, that our people should know about this. What time is the launch?
The launch is going to be at 6 a.m. on Saturday, and that's depending on the light, obviously.
And the weigh-in?
The weigh-in is at...
I think we said 2?
2 o'clock.
So both days the same. Six daylight, okay, to 2 p.m. And then when you after you go in there, and we're going to have our friends from the SWBA, the Saltwater Bass Anglers, do the entire weigh-in for us. So after you come in and you weigh in, we want you to head over to the casino, okay? And that's the second half. William, believe it or not, I'm looking forward to that part.
Oh, so am I.
Okay, because, you know, we'll be out on the lake and stuff like that, and then we go and we get refreshed. I like that word. We'll get refreshed over at the casino. And what do you got planned for us on Saturday?
Saturday we'll basically have the payouts for the four different species. We'll have we'll be out by the pool. There'll be a bar and just basically hang around, do the ceremonies, and then Sunday we'll kick it off with a banquet with some entertainment and wrap up the fishing derby.
There you go. So, you know, it's going to be, Larry, this is old school party, okay? You know, William, I mean, we're going to go fishing, and then we're going to come back, get some good food, and just party at the casino. I'm not even planning on coming home. In other words, I'm just going to go there, and I'm going to stay at the casino because, I mean, the casino is a great hotel, okay?
Yes,
and you're running some specials for anybody that's going to be there that weekend, right?
Yeah. We have basically a room package that includes the tournament fee. The cost of that is $269 plus tax. That gives you the two nights stay at the hotel, and like I said, the entry fee is included in that price.
Okay, so check this out, guys. You get your entry fee taken care of, and you get two nights, okay, at the, not just one night. That means, I don't know, you guys are going to have to do the Saturday morning show because I'm going to be in Lake Elsinore. I'm going to leave Friday. I got to get my two nights in, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Or if not, I'm staying at your house, William. So I think...
Oh, yay.
Okay.
You know, the door's always open.
No, I'll stay at the casino. I have seen this place. I've seen the resort. It's really, really good lodging, and it's where you want to be. And we're right there. I mean, how far were you from the lake, Justin?
I would say 2 miles at most.
Yeah.
So there you go. You know, and you have very good security set up for the guys that want to bring their boats and their trailers and their toy haulers, right?
Yeah, we have 24-hour security at the casino. So bring in the boat. It's all lit. No problem at all.
Okay. So, folks, let me give you this information one more time. It's Saturday and Sunday, May 3rd and 4th. And I'm sure on Saturday I'm going to go a little crazy and start doing the Cinco de Mayo celebration early, okay? It is the Dream Extreme Fishing Derby that is presented by the Lake Elsinore Hotel and Casino. You want to call 951-674-3101 or go to www.lercasino.com/fishing-derby. Now, I would just say just go to lercasino.com/fishing. I'm sure you'll get there, okay? And look at the information, but I implore you, you better sign up because it is a limited field. How many teams are we going to have, Tony? Do you know?
The sign-ups are going off the hook right now. But, you know, what I quick question, I'm sure when we get back from commercial, I got a couple questions for Justin that came out on the internet about the Derby.
Okay, good.
And so we'll get to those in just a second.
And what I was actually motioning to see if you knew, you know, if I think it's limited to 200 teams?
That is correct, 200 teams.
Okay, and we're getting there, folks. We're getting there.
Don't forget to go to our, you can type in on Facebook, The Dream Extreme. Let us know you're going. Let us and join in on the party.
All right, perfect. We got to take a short break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk to Captain Aaron on the Monte Carlo. He's going to have that information for us on the great catch in the last couple days. We'll be right back on Angels Radio, AM 830 KLAA.